Welcome to ACC Crunch Time with your host, Patrick O'Brien. I hope you're enjoying your Thursday night here. If you haven't checked it out before, we've got three games actually previewed right now. Louisville, Boston College, Clemson, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, Duke. Check it out on the All Things ACC podcast there that we're really getting into this week here. The next game that we mentioned here in the last podcast against the Hokies Duke, we're going to talk about the Florida State Seminoles traveling to Raleigh to take on the NC State Wolfpack. Florida State, number 22 in the college football rankings, 5-3, 2-3 in the ACC, travel to Raleigh to take on the Wolfpack. They are 4-4, 1-3 in the ACC. It's a late game. It's a late game in the ACC, 7 p.m. on ESPNU at Carter-Finley Stadium. Florida State holds a 25-11 record against the Wolfpack, and they actually, the Seminoles lead, have a 10-7 record against NC State in Raleigh there. Obviously, Florida State's coming off that, heartbreaking kind of loss there against Clemson. They came back with the lead, eventually just couldn't hold on against a very tough Clemson team that's looking to go into college football playoffs here this year. That could have been really a momentum-building kind of maybe possibly, college playoff kind of bring you up into the picture win, but it didn't happen. NC State's coming off a really kind of a sad performance against a Boston College team that, struggled the last year and a half or longer. They got their first ACC win against the Wolfpack. They have now dropped, after defeating Notre Dame, they dropped, to Clemson in a heartbreaking fashion, Louisville and Boston College. And like I said, does it get any easier for the Wolfpack down the stretch here? They're sitting at 4-4 right now, and people thought that they could get at least a win against the Eagles, but now they have against Florida State. They got another one coming up soon against UNC. You're looking possibly at maybe the Wolfpack maybe not making a bowl, something that you didn't think early on in the season when they were sitting at 4-1. Things could happen. The train is slowing down on the Wolfpack there this year. But when you look at this game here, a lot of times, NC State is really giving a tough time to the Seminoles, when they are actually at home. The Wolfpack, they do have that 11 wins against the Seminoles, something a team, not all teams can say. And then, like I said, I mentioned before, they're 7-10 in Raleigh. A lot of those have been upsets there. The Seminoles last year claimed a 34-17 win. That was in Tallahassee over the Wolfpack there. I was at the game a couple years ago. Number 3, Florida State came in, heavily favored. Wolfpack pulled off the 17-16 upset. Great game. If I remember correctly, a Thursday night game. But it was a great game, great atmosphere. I expected again with the Wolfpack faithful. When you look at this one, the things I'm looking at is obviously I think the NC State offense. They have been struggling, against the Clemson, a very, very good defense. And they were able to create turnovers and everything, but their offense is just isn't clicking as well as they have in the past. Against Louisville, the defense was a no-show. Offense struggled with interceptions. And then now last week only put up 14 points, again, against a strong defense at Boston College. But something that, with their talent and, experience at quarterback and their, running back and playmakers, they should score more than 14 points at home against the Eagles there. The offense has really been kind of struggling the last couple of weeks, something that they have to turn around. But against it, against a Florida State defense that did give up 37 points, but to Clemson last week. But this defense is now getting some key return guys from injury. Their defensive line is really stepping up. That's one area I'm going to be looking at. If that defensive line can get in that backfield against the Wolfpack. And really, overall, looking at that, it's the two defensive lines against the offense. NC State has a solid defensive line that has some experienced guys, you know, people that can get in the backfield, especially Chubb. You know, I really enjoy watching him on the defensive line. You know, but if they want to have any chance against the Florida State, they need to get that back there, pressure Francois, get Cook. You know, don't let him get it out in the open, especially whether he's running or catching passes in the outside. I still think Cook will have a good day, but, you know, not many people have been slowing him down. But I think the battle of whichever defensive line can get in the backfield, because most teams are going to want to run the ball, you know, and they both have solid quarterbacks. Now we're in week 10, you know, Francois, you can't really consider him a freshman anymore. You know, Finley's been playing well for the most part this season. If the defensive line can get in there, pressure the backfield, I think that'll be a huge, huge key in creating turnovers or, you know, pushing, you know, limiting the third down conversion, something that will be something to watch about there. But when you look at these, for the most part, they kind of match up pretty evenly in, you know, in most categories there. Florida State averaged about 35 points. NC State's been averaging about 27. You know, the rushing attack for Florida State has been a little better, averaging over 205 yards. The rushing offense for NC State has dropped a little bit to going down to 145 yards per game, something that I think they need to get back to. You know, they have playmakers that get them the ball. Just get them the ball. They have a plethora of running backs. You know, they have some slot guys and everything like that that can carry the rock as well. Get them the ball. Get your playmakers the ball and everything like that. Passing offense is about the same. Not too much difference there. You know, if you're looking at some kind of wiggle room, you know, the turnover margin, Florida State's been only, you know, as close as it can be to get to about plus one a game. You know, they've really exceeded well in that category there. So turnovers, something that Finley had against Louisville. You know, they have to take care of the ball. Don't give Florida State extra chances. I think if they can run the ball, control the line of scrimmage, control the clock, NC State has that chance to get that fifth win. But if I had to go with my gut on this Thursday afternoon, I'm going to go with Florida State. I like what they're doing and what they've been able to get back to. Even though they've lost three games this year and sit at 2-3, you know, the tough ones early in the year, you know, key injuries and everything like that, and they, you know, still had a chance to win. I like what I saw against Clemson, but they need to start fast out the gate there. I think, you know, both teams have kind of been a little slow coming into this game and coming out of the gate. Whichever team can really gain that momentum early on, I think we'll have a major advantage in that one. So if I'm going to go with that one, I'm going to go with Florida State right now. I'm thinking probably 28. I can see like a 28-24 kind of game with Florida State coming away with the road win. It'll be a great time, great weather, hopefully in Raleigh there. But you know, definitely one to keep a watch out for in the Atlantic Division there. So I'm going to go with the Florida State Seminoles there. We're going to be talking about on Friday. We got three other games: Pittsburgh versus Miami, Virginia versus Wake Forest, and Georgia Tech versus UNC. We're going to be talking about those, so make sure to check us out on Friday. We got three more podcasts coming your way, so stay tuned there. And have a great day, and enjoy your Thursday afternoon in this great weather.